Hey everybody, here is our weekly energetic check-in for January 3rd to January 9th. So as we speak, so early this morning, we have a KP index of 3. So with our geostorms, astrological weather coming through, we are actually in the middle of a solar wind stream. And so again, that's kind of one of those energies where there's just a lot of energetic debris coming through. So it creates a lot of unsettled energy. So you may have felt this because it started coming in last night, probably about 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, it started to come in. We also started to get some really strong downloads around that time as well. So I don't know if you were feeling it in your physical body. I know I was definitely getting the third eye zaps. So they were pretty strong to the point where I felt like I had to squint in order to allow them to kind of come through. Otherwise my head was going to explode. Yeah. Fun stuff. So your sleep may have been a little bit unsettled, but when you did sleep, you probably were doing a lot of work in the dream state. I know that that's been coming up a lot for me lately. I've been hearing a lot of other people as well. And so for me, I know that it's interesting because I've had a lot of people coming up from my past in the dream state that, that there were issues with. So relationship issues, traumas, dramas, all of that. And interestingly enough, when they would come up in the dream state prior to this, there would always be, something negative or something bad feeling coming from it. So like more of a nightmare than a dream. And now in the dream state, when they're coming in, they're actually coming through with a peaceful energy. So they're actually helping me. They're actually on my side about things. And so I feel like, again, it's that shifting. So they needed the vibration on this planet to shift so much. They really needed it to shift. And sometimes, not all the beings are on the same page or on the same timeline at the same time. So I feel like that the shifting wasn't able to happen here. So that's why it's happening so much in the dream state right now. So much in the other realms, particles of our souls who are, in other bodies, having other incarnations as we speak, they're working out the stuff that actually helps all of us, that helps all of the versions of who we are. So you will actually feel this ripple effect into this particular avatar of you. So this one that's on the earth plane right now here, 2022, you're going to feel all of the effects of all of the particles of your soul that are incarnated right now in all of the realms. So all of the work that you're doing. So think of how powerful that is. That's like, so there's all these versions of you all over all of the realms, and they're learning things, they're discovering things, they're exploring things, they're healing, they're all of this stuff's happening. And now for the very first time that I'm aware of, we're having that ripple effect into our actual right here, right now moment, which is very cool. So there's going to be a lot of generational healing that's happening. There's going to be a lot of waking up of our gifts, our intuition, our insights, our knowings, our clairs. That's all going to be coming back to us. It's and they're saying like in double time. So like quick, remember I talked about in the live yesterday about time speeding up. That's all going to be coming back to us very quickly. So it's not going to be this is going to take years or a lifetime to be able to do it. It's just going to happen very quickly. Again, because the souls that are here right now on this planet, right here at this moment, are here on a mission. We are here to help raise the frequency of the planet. We are helping the planet to do its process of change that it's doing. They gave me a word around this when they were talking about it, and you guys can look it up more, but they said transmutation. And so to me, that really just feels like a big process of, the planet shifting, changing, we're shifting and changing. But because of that, we have to take these old energies, these old frequencies, and we have to change them. They have to be like mutated. Because remember, this is the thing about it, we have to remind ourselves, energy can never be destroyed. It never just disappears. but it can change shape and change form. And that's what we're doing. That's the process of what we're doing right now. So it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. And so many of us are doing a lot of that overtime work right now. And so you're probably going to be feeling extremely tired for the next little while. So no matter how much sleep you get, no matter how much coffee you drink, you're going to feel tired. And it's going to be like a deep tired, like a whole being tired. And so make sure that you honor yourself. This is the time, you know, and it's also this time of year, right? January, February is, you know, it's meant to be hibernation months. We're meant to slow down. Our cycles are meant to slow down. We're not supposed to be producing, running, jogging. Like, we're not supposed to be active during this time. It's a recoup time. We're supposed to be taking the time to recoup. So honor that now, because they keep on flashing that mission to me. So remind yourself that there's a reason why you're feeling like that. And don't go to the fear place about, oh, something's wrong with me. There must be, blah. Don't go to that. Just know that it's energetic. Just know that it's because of the energy that's shifting and changing on the planet. So when we have the solar windstream energy coming in, you definitely could be feeling the third eye activation. So for me, it didn't go into a migraine last night, thankfully, but sometimes it can when it's that intense. Also, you could be getting some of the heart stuff, right? There's the heart activations that have been coming through as well. So that can feel a bit like a heart palpitation, or it can feel like your heart's skipping a beat, or it can feel like there's just fluttering in your chest. I really find that taking the magnesium helps with that. The more you do to support your physical body, you know, the less the ascension symptoms will be when it comes to the physical organs like the heart. And so the most beings on this planet are low in magnesium, just because we don't have it in our soil anymore. And you know, we're probably not eating enough fruits and vegetables that are just coming straight from the garden or from the, you know, they've gone on a truck and they've traveled and come here. So magnesium is a really important part of our diet to add. And if you're experiencing any of the heart stuff, then look into adding magnesium to what you're taking. They said to me that the struggles are going to continue on all fronts. And so when they did that, they showed me the world. They showed me the globe. They showed me the everything that's going on the planet. All of the stuff that is happening with that is going to continue. Now, I know you guys hear me say this all the time, because I do. I call it the plandemic, and I do, because I don't believe that it's a pandemic. But I want you guys to understand this. When I use that wording, this is in no way a judgment against anybody. This is no way, you know, calling anybody. I have a problem, and I had somebody recently call me an anti-vaxxer, and I don't consider myself to be an anti-vaxxer. I consider myself to be a pro-choice person. So this means that I don't condemn anybody for making a choice to do anything. It's entirely up to you. I believe that what's happening on this planet, though, is so much more than a virus that's on the planet. Is there a virus on the planet? Yes. Are there viruses on the planet? Yes. We have thousands, millions, tons and tons of viruses on the planet. At this point in the game, if you don't understand that there's something bigger playing out here, and I'm not talking just conspiracy theories, I'm not talking about that, I'm talking about on a spiritual level, on a soul level, if you're not seeing the big picture that this is an opportunity for you, that this is an opportunity for our soul to be able to really, really do some work, and you're seeing this, right? This is, again, I don't know anybody on this planet who has not experienced some type of trauma, drama, loss, massive change in the last 2 years. And that's part of this awakening. It's part of the shift that's happening. And, you know, does it have anything to do with calling each other names and, you know, and the divide and conquer stuff? Absolutely. That all has everything to do with that. This I've said from the beginning, this is a spiritual war. It's a war on vibration. So everything that's been happening has been creating a certain vibration within us, and the powers that be that control the planet, that have always controlled, you know, the dark side, the cabal, whatever, the Illuminati, whatever you want to call them, they need our frequency. They need frequency. Frequency is power. And so when we're feeling fear, when we're fear-based, that's the energy that they've been using. That's the energy that they've always been using. It's been their fuel. And so this awakening that's happening on the planet right now is this, the souls that are here on the missions that are saying, well, we're here to shift that. We're here to get rid of the fear. We're here to empower everybody and bring the love back into the vibration. We're souls. Our vibrational energy is love. So when we come here into these dense human vehicles, yes, we have the experience of fear. Yes, we have the experience with judgment, anger, resentment, bitterness, all of that. But it's not who we are. And so that's why through every moment in this plandemic that is happening, we are all being given the opportunity to grow through it. So we're all being given the opportunity to choose a frequency, to rise above. They've been saying this to us from the beginning. And it still boggles my mind that there are many, many souls who are still, they're asleep in this. They're still in the vibration of fear and yet pretending or, you know, convincing themselves that they are going, that they're doing this through the vibration of love. But the thing about it, guys, is vibrational energy does not lie. You cannot fake vibrational energy. So this is, you cannot be an angry peacekeeper. You cannot do something saying that you're doing it for the betterment of the planet or the world or for peace and be doing it with judgment. And when it, and it, and I'll tell you this, as soon as you call somebody a name, as soon as you, and I catch myself doing it, right? We all do it. But as soon as you call somebody a name and there's an emotion attached to it, it becomes a judgment. So really pay attention to that, okay? There are two things that can happen. You can have an observation. So an observation is, and this is, and I'll share this with you because I was talking to somebody briefly about this last night. I remember what I do for a living. I read energy, right? You guys understand that? This is what I do every day. People pay me to read energy. So I'm good at my job. And so I have been noticing that people that have had the vaccination, and I've had many opportunities to, you know, we have several friends that have it. My children's friends have had it. So I've had several opportunities to be around people that are vaccinated. There is a certain look that I'm feeling with some of the people that have had the vaccination. There is a physical look, there's an energetic look that's coming through. And it is not a good look. I'm just looking at it from an energetic perspective. I'm not looking at it in judgment. I'm not looking at it and going, oh no, they took that. Oh no, they're doing, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. I'm just having an observation. And so if I'm doing that, if I'm having an observation and I'm just simply seeing something and I'm describing it, talking about it, looking at it, but I'm not doing it with any emotional attachment, it's an observation. And we can learn through observations. You know, think about this. That's kind of like the, you know, when you're the detective, right? We talked about this before, being a spiritual detective. You know, when you're doing that, you are doing it from a place of neutrality. So you're not having an emotional attachment to something. And we learn through that. There is a difference, though, of an observation and a judgment. So a judgment is when you're perceiving something, but you have an emotional attachment to it. So if you're calling somebody an anti-vaxxer, if you're using those words, pay attention to what type of frequency is attached to it with you. So when you say, when you call somebody an anti-vaxxer, if you were doing it just as to give them a title, like, oh, here they're a man or a woman or they're a kid, and you don't have any feeling attached to it, there's no emotion attached to it, then it's fine. You're not doing a disservice to you. You're not doing a disservice to them. But if you attach an emotion, so anger, resentment, fear, right? Fear is really... all of it, that's any of the lower vibrations. If you're attaching any of that energy to the word, then you're taking on that vibration. So even though you're calling somebody an anti-vaxxer, you're taking on that frequency. Every single time you say that word, every single time you look at somebody through the eyes of judgment, you're taking on that frequency. And remember, there's the other side of that as well, right? There's the double vax, calling somebody a double vax or double jabbed, right? Those are, and you know, I'll be honest with you, in the very beginning of all of this, I had to catch myself doing that as well, because I was calling people double jabbed. And I had this like, you know, like, frustration around it, because I couldn't understand why they weren't seeing things the way they were being shown to us. I couldn't understand why they were not on the same page. I honestly, I'm growing through this just like everybody else, learning through this, and I understand that we're not all going to be on the same page. There's going to be souls that are choosing different timelines. That's been evident to us. So I'm learning to have that. If I use that word to describe somebody that has taken the vaccination, I'm doing it without any judgment, because I'm not attaching any emotion to it. So that means now I'm just using it as a descriptive word, but there's not any judgment because there's no emotional attachment to it. So really pay attention to that, because remember, there is power in our words, incredibly, you know, amount of power behind our words. And remember, as soon as we have those words and they come out, they're affecting us. That vibrational energy flows through us before it flows out. So remember, all of that frequency is what we're building in frequency. So do you want to be building fear within your body, within your being, or do you want to be building love within your being? And so it's just a matter of shifting that perception and having the awareness of that. Okay, so they said to me, and I haven't heard this ever before, so this will be interesting to see how this expands and what it comes into. But they said that you know, when I talked about the enemies coming up from the past and coming into the dream state and that clearing happening, they said that it's part of Operation Clean Slate. Operation Clean Slate. So I've never heard that before. So that could be something new that's coming in, which it sounds good to me. I could use a clean slate. I'm sure many of us could use a clean slate. And so when I asked about what we can do right now, what would be most helpful for us, help us to get through this, they showed me prayer. They showed me prayer. So the power of prayer, and most importantly, the power of prayer from the heart. Again, it goes back to when I talk about, you know, the words that we use, we can say words through certain vibrations, right? You guys know this. When you're angry at your children or at your spouse and you're screaming at them, that's not coming from love. You are pulling energy from another frequency, from another vibration. And so remind yourself about this when you pray, that if you pray from your heart, if you pray from a good place, if you pray from all the good feelings, so praying from the same feelings that gratitude comes from, this is when your prayer becomes the most powerful. And I'll tell you something, there are certain words that have put together on this planet, just like we did talked about the power of the cross. There are certain words that have been used so many times that they're actually, you know, they're very, very powerful weapons, because they've been programmed with the vibration of a certain frequency. And I mean, and weapons can be good in this sense, meaning that it can be a good thing. And so I'm talking about the prayer of Our Father. So, you know, if you're not religious, it's probably one of the most popular prayers on the planet, but it's, you know, the Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. That prayer, if you don't know it, go and look it up. I'm sure that it's on Google somewhere. But I'll share an interesting story with you. This was back in my early 20s, and it was the very, very first time that I ever received an energetic download or had the energy flow through me and had you know, and in a big, massive, like, thought I was dying way. And it got diagnosed as a panic attack. And so, it was so intense and so life-changing that I went and saw my doctor about it. And it never, ever happened again. It only happened one time. But it got labeled and diagnosed as a panic attack. I understand now that it was not a panic attack. It was the same kind of things that happened to me now, but in a much stronger way. Like, it was very, very powerful. Interesting thing though that happened. So the panic attack or the download, the energy happened, And my immediate, and it only lasted a couple of minutes. And if you've ever had anything like that happen before, I know it feels like a long time, but it was just a couple of minutes. And my immediate reaction after the energy settled and it kind of left was to pray. So I went into my bed, I laid in my bed, and I laid there for 2 hours. I'm not even kidding you, 2 hours, just saying the Our Father prayer over and over and over again. And I remember I had no idea what had just happened to me. I thought I was having a heart attack. I thought that I was dying. I thought that I was having a stroke. I had no idea because it was so much. Like, I had energy running up and energy running down. I had the lights going off in front of me. Like, it was very surreal. And I went and I started to pray. I was not a religious person. I mean, I'm baptized Roman Catholic, but that didn't have much to do with, you know, my practice at that point in my 20s. And I probably couldn't remember the last time that I had prayed like that. I always say a prayer every single night before I go to sleep, but this was different. This incorporating the prayer of Our Father, I just knew to call in those words. For some way, somehow, you know, my intuition told me to say these words. And as I said them, every single time I repeated the prayer, I could feel this wave of like love coming over me. I could feel this wave of like healing energy coming over me. And I could almost feel this like shield of energy coming around me and protecting me and like cocooning me and keeping me safe. And I'll never forget that. I'll never forget the moment of that, because it felt like in those words that there was a special energy or special power. And that's because there is. That's because in that particular set of words that has been programmed by so many, it could be the Ascended Masters, it could be Jesus, it could be Buddha, it could be everybody putting their collective energy into those words and giving it to us as a gift, so that when we say those words, when we use those words, we are actually receiving all of the energy that's been put into them. And so you see how that makes such a powerful, powerful healing tool for us. And so they gave that to us for us to be using. They also said to us that we need to create a pause before a reaction and allow things to flow. And then showed me the big words, balance, keeping things in balance. So that'll be the key. That's going to be the key for this week, is just allow things to be in balance, allow things to flow, and try to incorporate the prayer. Try, even if it's simply with the Our Father, doing the Our Father, and feel the energy that comes through that. And let me know. You guys can reply to email, or you can reply, you know, in the Facebook page in there as well. Let me know how you feel after using the prayer of our Father, how that, and whether you're religious or not, whether you pray to God or not, but just those words coming and using those words to empower yourself. Okay, my lovelies, sending you huge, huge blessings. And I will see you live on the 13th. That will be our next get together. But of course, check in every Monday, right? In your account every Monday for the energetic check-in. We'll talk to you guys all soon. Bye.